Hello, friends. This is Quinn Elizabeth, and I am wandering around the West telling stories that want to be told. This week, as I wandered through a small town in Central Oregon, I drove by a building that struck me as being so massive, I had to think, what in the world happened here? Now, it was dilapidated and obviously not used anymore, but what I saw was a building longer than a football field with a smokestack over 150 feet tall. It was used for something. A memory flashed in my mind at that point to a story on NPR about the town I was actually in, how it was dying, so to speak, how many residents have left, leaving the rest to try to find ways to keep the few neighbors that remain. So when I saw this building, I thought, what was done here? Is this a Superfund site or a toxic waste dump, as are so often found around the West? I figured I should find out more. My next stop was the town library to check my email, and so I asked the librarian, who was a friendly woman in her 50s, "Hey, what's that old building on the outside of town?" She said, "Oh, that was the Hines Lumber Mill. Boy, in the 50s and 60s, it put out a lot of lumber." I thought, yeah, I can tell. So I said, "Well, what happened? Did they run out of trees?" "Oh, no," she said. "The environmentalists made it so we had to shut it down." Now, the moment she said that, I had a litany of thoughts run through my mind. My first thought was, well, how do you know I'm not an environmentalist? Another thought was, woohoo, yay, hallelujah. Third, it's fascinating that someone would think that, quote, environmentalists are to blame for wanting to stop a practice that is basically guaranteed to take out the best of something and leave nothing for their children, for their own children. But all that went through my mind in a couple of seconds, and then I smiled and said, "Really? Are there still trees like that now?" She started to say, "Yeah," she wanted to say yes, but she said, "Well, no, not like back then, but there are some trees like that." "Where?" I asked. "Up in the National Forest," she said, "tucked away off the road, but we can't get at them now." She said it with a twinge of distaste for the ones who spoiled her people's ability to do what they wanted. In that moment, I decided not to say anything and reveal my inner environmentalist leanings, so I thanked her and left. I thought about my brief interaction as I walked down the library steps in this small lumber town. I noticed that I wasn't personally angered by her words, yet I pondered how she used the E word in a way that said she had used it often. When talking to friends about why jobs went away and how the town is now floundering. The most interesting thing to me was that she spoke with me, assuming I was like her, which I am. I'm sure her and I could agree on 1,000 things. Yet at the same time, she blamed someone like me for so many things. From an old lumber town in Oregon, this is Quinn Elizabeth.